This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Monica Goodling, a former top aide to Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, was one of the officials who oversaw the firing of U.S. attorneys. She resigned after refusing to testify to Congress, taking the Fifth Amendment, which protects against self-incrimination. She graduated in 1999 from Regent University School of Law, a Christian law school founded by televangelist Pat Robertson. Charlie Savage, the Pulitzer Prize-winning legal correspondent for the Boston Globe, writes, quote, "Goodling has become the face of Regent overnight and drawn a harsh spotlight to the administration's hiring of officials educated at smaller, conservative schools with sometimes marginal academic reputations," unquote. Former Attorney General John Ashcroft teaches several weeks a year at Regent Law School. The campus houses the American Center for Law and Justice, which is headed by Jay Sekulow, who was picked by the White House to be an advisor on judicial nominations. The center's website says, "Take action. Don't let Congress silence Christians." My guest is the dean of the Regent University School of Law, Jeffrey Brauch. Dean Brauch, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
One of the mission statements of Regent's University School of Law is to turn out lawyers who will, quote, "bring to bear the will of our Creator, Almighty God, upon legal education and the legal profession." What does that mean?
Well, I think it reflects that there are principles of justice that we believe transcend, let's say, a particular political majority at a particular time. There are eternal principles of justice, and as we teach our law students, we want to explore those and talk with our students about those during their education.
How do you teach law pertaining to the rights of gay people?
Well, we're going to look at the law as it exists. We'll talk about the Constitution. In all our constitutional law classes, we begin with the text of the Constitution. We'll talk about that, and we'll address the cases then that have come down from the U.S. Supreme Court on all issues, including issues like that, so that our classes would cover Lawrence versus Texas, the sodomy case out of Texas, just like any law school would.
Is there a but at the end? But because I'm assuming that you think that there should be no gay marriage and that perhaps there should be laws making gay sexual unions illegal.
Well, I think as we do in all our classes, we're going to study the law as it exists, see what the legal framework is out there, but we will examine biblical texts, we'll talk about natural law, and consider, you know, how ought we to approach an area like this.
Regent University and Regent University School of Law was founded by Pat Robertson, and he has said some very extreme things in the past few years, including that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon suffered his stroke as, you know, God's retribution for his policies. What has the repercussions been at the school of some of Pat Robertson's more recent extreme statements?
Well, Dr. Robertson has been a great leader of Regent University. I can tell you he's a person of real vision. The beauty of the campus, the excellence with which we do things stem from his conviction. We ought to be excellent in all we do. And so I've been very thankful to have him as a leader of the university, as a leader in the law school. I will tell you, he, like all people, has views on different topics. And again, Regent is a place of diversity of views and diversity of opinions. I think you would find that our faculty and students display that diversity.
What are the odds I'd find any students who were gay or thought that abortion should be legal?
I think you're going to find students of many different backgrounds on all kinds of issues.
On those included?
I think perhaps.
When you talk about, you know, bringing like a Christian worldview to the law, what does that mean in terms of separation of church and state?
There's no question that the institutional separation of church and state is an important concept, and we talk about that a lot at Regent Law School. But I think over time, the idea of separation of church and state has morphed into a concept, or at least is discussed as a concept by some, that meant something very different from that, and that is that religious belief and faith have no impact in public life. And that's wrong. It has always been wrong as part of this country's history. People of religious conviction have always brought their religious convictions to bear in public policy, but that's very different from saying that there ought to be a merger of church and state or an institutional merger of those two.
Monica Goodling is at the center of the scandal surrounding the fired and replaced U.S. attorneys and served as the White House liaison for Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. And she was one of the people who oversaw the firings and replacements of U.S. attorneys. She was a graduate of the Regent University Law School. And because of that, that's kind of giving your law school a lot of attention. And I'm wondering what impact that's having on the law school.
No doubt we've had a lot of attention on the law school recently. But I have to tell you, it's been an opportunity to share many good things about the law school that people don't know about us. The kind of excellence that we have in our program. I think it's been a chance to share, for example, that Regent Law students won this year's ABA Negotiation National Championship. Out of 220 teams in the nation, our team finished first in that competition. Harvard won it last year. Regent won it this year. So I think it's given us an opportunity to share that there's great quality. Our students are bright men and women. They're learning outstanding legal skills. They're going to be great lawyers. And so the attention has given us a chance to share some of those things.
Well, Dean Brock, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed being here.
Jeffrey Brock is the Dean of the Regent University School of Law.